I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Am I the only one that every time someone says Disneyland, I instantly go to Bulletproof and Sandler's Disneyland?
I don't remember
Disneyland.
That.
You don't remember Disneyland? Uh-uh. It's, you know, yeah, it's not quite PC nowadays for how Sandler played that part, but that part in the movie. But.
Yeah, I haven't been to Disneyland in like since I was a little kid, like literally like 7 or 8, I think. And so it's going to be very different than the last time I was there. I might be more excited than my kid, honestly.
Well, hopefully you did the smart thing and you're not staying for like 5 days or something crazy like that.
No, we kind of got it plotted out. We're going Thursday night. We're going to like chill, take it easy, have dinner, then all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then Sunday sort of chill in the morning and then fly back. That's it. We're thinking because like they got they have like Disneyland proper, and then there's California Adventure, and California Adventure has all the Pixar stuff. And so like Disneyland proper, you could easily spend 2 full days in it, like easily. But I kind of don't want to miss the Pixar stuff too. Apparently the rides are cool in that. Haunted Mansion's closed for like repairs, which is a bummer because I kind of wanted to see that, but everything else, I'm going to spend like 4 hours in the Star Wars area. So,
well, yeah, in line.
Yeah. In line.
We got, what is called the Genie passes. And so I guess we get to skip lines or something. So
are they still, changing?
You do reservations for some of that stuff now. So like the Star Wars, like the Millennium Falcon stuff and whatnot, like you have to, the trick is to like get there as early as possible and then reserve a time and then you can go back and go in at your time or whatever. Apparently.
Are they still changing over or have they changed over the racist boat ride one?
That is actually closed too. Or wait, it's not Small World. It's like the other one, right? Because there's another one that's like super duper racist, and they're actually like that one is closed because they're updating it. Yeah. I got a Big Baller Braga in the chat. This is 1,000% my mom's doing. Like my brother and his girlfriend are going. Like my kid's going, and like I'm paying for me and my kid, but she very much found good deals on it and stuff. So.
Are you guys blanking on the name of Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain.
No.
That's it. Yep. Splash Mountain's closed.
That's the racist ride?
Yes.
Yes, because of Song of the South. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's
I don't care. It's a great song. Zippity doodah. Sorry.
Could they have just, you know, put a different song over it instead?
Listen, North Carolina, they're still called the Tar Heels. We're not canceling them.
Come on,
don't
raise
cancel
up.
The rabbit and the bear.
Yeah, Petey Pablo. If Petey Pablo's cool, then
jeez Louise. I mean, if we're being this sensitive, how can we still refer to Michael Jordan as a Tar Heel? You know what I mean? Like, come on, we got some sort of grounds of reality here.
Well, I mean, people are still referring to Michael Jordan as a great defensive player.
As a fraud, Jor fraud.
When they,
that's
when
one
they
of
just
the
extreme home cooking the books.
So, listener, if you have not heard, there was this big report where some Yahoo writers went back to Jordan's Defensive Player of the Year, I don't know, looked up his stats and like actually went in the box scores and then watched game film of those games. And they're like, he got like half the steals they actually gave him credit for. So like one, yeah, fraud, 1,000%. I think we sort of watched him and we're like, yeah, he's a good defender. Like the best defender? I don't know. Sure, I'll buy the hype. All in on Jordan, like, you know, because we were alive when he was playing. But two, learning that they were cooking the books in the NBA is like the least surprising thing ever. Like, there's no way that hadn't been going on until they got, like, computers to do it for them, you know? Like, as soon as they took the human element out of it and just let, like, computers do everything and, like, track where guys were shooting from and track where plays were happening on the actual court, it's like, yeah, no. Like, Wilt Chamberlain didn't score 100 points. Like, Bill Russell probably blocked, like, 80 shots in his whole career. It's like, what are we talking about here?
Oh, we need to go back and see Ted Williams when he hit 400. Yeah. How many, you know, balls booted off a hip did they give a knock to instead of an error? Yep. It's like,
Yeah, all those plumbers and carpenters, like, kicking balls off their shins.
I think someone put it in the Discord. I saw it earlier. It was like the little kid dropping, like, three straight 900s. It's like, oh, Tony Hawk was competing against plumbers and carpenters back in the day.
So good. Yeah, what the hell is going on with skateboarding, by the way?
Well,
nine?
I mean,
nine.
Well, when they brought it to the Olympic, last Olympics,
they were all 12.
Especially in, like, the women's division, it's all 10-year-old Japanese girls that are just torching everyone.
King, my kid is 12. Can you imagine one of your kids doing any of that shit? No fucking way.
Like, not a chance.
How?
Yeah,
how are children doing these things? I don't get it.
Well, on the big jump, they weigh nothing, so they just get flung into the air going so fast. Yeah. You know, it doesn't take much to get them spinning fast. So
crazy.
There's cheaters in my eyes, these kids. Fucking cheaters.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, going back a little bit, Booble says, remove Song of the South, replace it with Not Like Us. They not like us. They not like us. Maybe not. Hey, let's officially start the podcast, huh? I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. You know the handles. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. It's a good time. We record the podcast every Thursday. Next week, I think we're going to do it Wednesday because I'm going to Disneyland, as you heard. Twitch.tv/ABROG87, ABRAWG87, if you want to join the chat when we do that. If you follow it, you will get an update on your phone telling you when we go live, and you click the link and you can watch us live. It's whatever. The Discord's a good time. Get in the Discord. It's cool. If you miss the streams on Twitch, you can watch them on YouTube because that is where I post them. Just search for Sports Brewery there. You can find them. The movie on Sunday is King's movie. It is The Iron Claw. It is on Max. I'm the Claw.
Fucking skull crushes.
Yeah. What is that? Liar, Liar? Where he's like, I am the Claw. Carrie Elwes or whatever? Yeah.
They were not very innovative back in, you know, the 60s and 70s of wrestling.
No, they were not.
Not many very good original cool moves.
Yeah, that movie will remind you how basic wrestling was back then. Like,
even bring it in to the 80s, like, Hulk Hogan, a leg drop was his finishing. Macho Man just jumped off the top rope and dove on you. That's their finishing moves.
And then finally you got, like, Ric Flair in the game, who would, like, wear the feathers and shit and was clearly just on cocaine all the time. And that's where wrestling started to be fun. You know, that's when it really started to happen. All right, so yeah, that is our movie on Sunday. Watch it, listen to us talk about it again. It's The Iron Claw, and it's on Max. Where do we want to start with sports? The best baseball player ever? Best baseball player ever died. R.I.P. Willie Mays, right? Is he the best baseball player ever? He kind of is, right? I mean, yeah.
I mean, throw asterisks out. I'll probably still lean Bonds.
Yeah, okay. I'm with that because I remember Bonds, like, when he wasn't a tank, was like a really good fielder and would steal bases all the time too. Like, yeah. Legitimately best baseball player ever, probably. Yeah, I'm with that. But, you know, you take Juice out of it is probably Willie Mays.
Possibly. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, Mays was.
Or
Mays
like
was
or like
somewhat
Ichiro,
of a
because Ichiro hit Mays like was a somewhat billion of hits.
Yeah. So Ichiro too. They're kind of compilers. They played into their 40s. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's I mean, baseball is the one sport where you're like, oh, the best ever. It's
yeah.
No, there's a reason why basketball could just go like Jordan and Kobe and I guess LeBron.
Sure, sure.
Even though it's,
I think either way, very significant figure in the history of baseball. And generally, I don't think I don't think I've ever heard anybody say a negative thing about Willie Mays.
Like, you've never read anything about someone trying to get an autograph from Willie Mays.
Is he a dick? Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Complete asshole. All right, like, cool. This is good raging
enough.
Asshole.
No, this is good enough.
But everyone was like, well, look what he came through, you know, in the 60s. So, fair enough. But yeah, a complete dick.
Bigger than Bonds? Because maybe Bonds is more just with media, not necessarily fans. But
I think they're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, Bonds is pretty well earned too, though. To be fair, like people were absolute shitbags to Bonds.
With the media for sure, though. Bonds was, yes.
Which is crazy watching him like today, like taking part in media stuff, like being a commentator on baseball stuff. It's kind of wild. Because I assumed he was just done with that. Like, because when he retired, he disappeared. Like, went into a bubble. You never heard from him ever. And now he's starting to sort of come out a little bit more, so.
He was a hitting coach for the Marlins for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
But did you ever see him?
Which is obscurity, for sure.
Yeah, and did you ever see him? See an interview
did
with him?
Did I watch
like,
Marlins games?
Well, no, like, yeah. See an interview with him. Like, did anybody, like, if somebody asked, would he say yes? I don't think so. I don't know.
No, I remember I would see, you know, during, like, spring training. Because, you know, there's dicking around the park, and you'd see him then. But that's about it, yeah.
Yep, but, so, RIP Willie Mays. Let's just say that. You got anything else on it?
Nah.
All right. Celtics win a title?
Even less to say about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, King and I both know you watched 0 seconds of the finals.
0 seconds of the finals, other than Pritchard's half-court buzzer beater, because I saw a highlight of it a bunch, which, by the way, was a travel. He took a step and then jump stop and then shot. That's travel. It's 3 steps.
Well, we can tell you don't watch the NBA.
Yeah. Tell me you don't watch the NBA without telling me you don't watch the NBA.
Yeah. they didn't call a gather and a half. I mean,
it's a travel. It's a blow the whistle.
It is very fun. If you look up official like NBA and FIBA rules, they go through painstaking explanations of why actually this is not a travel. Or why picking up your pivot foot, jumping, landing on your pivot foot, and then shooting is not actually a travel. And don't get me wrong. They're travels. They're just not legally travels anymore. It makes no sense. Peyton Pritchard one.
Dude, it's what Dane.
It's from it's half court, so yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But after Pritchard hit the second one, you know, everyone was like, was that trouble? And so you started seeing highlights of James Harden for sure and kind of Kyrie Irving.
Dame doing, too. No, it was Dame's thing because he would do a step forward and then jump back and then shoot.
And it's and they don't call it anymore. They've legislated it into the rule, which is funny because I think it's when he was with the Heat. When LeBron, for about 3 weeks, brought out the crab dribble, and it was very clearly a travel because he could pick up the ball almost at midcourt and then dunk the ball.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And the NBA was like, wait a minute. We got to put an end to this one.
Humans can't.
That one
that.
Is too egregious.
Yeah, they got real lenient on gather steps in when you technically possess the ball to when you need to start dribbling. Because some of those, and you saw this year or in the last couple of years, especially with Giannis too, he gets an inlet from midcourt, does that. He takes one dribble and somehow manages to dunk a basketball. It's like, it's...
I know you got that seven-footer, like, leg span, dude, but no, I'm calling bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but back to the... I watched maybe the equivalent of a game and some change, I would say.
In between your hockey?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, they don't play... They haven't been playing on the same nights now, so... but it, from what I watched, it just wasn't entertaining. None of the games were close. It was just something about... The Celtics, they should be entertaining to watch. I mean, they have good players. You know, young players. They're
just
like,
not why? That why should they be entertaining to watch? What makes
because
you say
they
that?
Have good young they have good young superstar in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And then Porzingis, and you know, I mean, throw Al Horford out. That dude's ancient and gross to watch. Like, Drew Holiday's should be entertaining. They just it was something about that, just how the Celtics play basketball. It's old school with how boring it is.
I don't think anybody on either team is exciting.
Well, and if you're a believer in analytics, this Celtics team is one of the best teams in NBA history.
I plenty of that.
Because it was like they had the most 50-point wins ever. They had the most 30-point wins ever. They were up by 20 in like 60 at some point in like 70% of their games. They had more like 40-point leads in the season than 10-point deficits. They're effectively the most efficient offense ever, scoring like 1.23 points of possession. Hogwash. You're trying to tell I'm sorry, I have eyes, and this isn't even that long ago. Do not tell me these Boston Celtics were a better team than, or a better offense, especially, than the 16 Warriors, the 17 Warriors, the 18. Like, I know that these guys, the Warriors, what I'm talking about, they, after maybe a couple of years, Durant didn't play as much. It kind of sat out. So the numbers were a little skewed. But who's better? The 2017 Warriors, the 2016 Warriors, or these Celtics? No one's taking these Celtics. No one. No. Bill Simmons isn't even taking these Celtics over that like 5-year Warriors run. It's insane.
In your eyes, who are they beating of the last 20 titles?
I think they would probably beat the 2019 Raptors because they only won because Clay was hurt and KD was hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That probably would have been a good one if this year too, if they would have played Denver in the finals.
I think
Denver just matches up better against them.
I think Denver would have won. So, yeah.
You know, they're not beating the Heat. They're not beating LeBron, and
they're not beating the Warriors. Yeah, they're just. I mean, yeah. Good for them.
Milwaukee, maybe they beat the Bucks.
Yes, because like I've said before, the 2021 season is way more skewed than the bubble season because. Yeah. Everyone in the bubble was playing under the same things. The Suns and Bucks final year was everyone, half the teams were playing with Kias in the stands, and the Suns and Bucks had full arenas the whole time. So,
yeah, I did see that. Like, oh, this is the best championship team ever. And it took me 0 seconds to be like, they're not even a top 10 championship team I've seen in the last 20 years. It's just like, maybe 70s, maybe. Yeah.
None of us are like Michael Wilbon, who rejects every statistic, every analytic. He's just eye test, baby. Eye test. No, we're not doing that. But if you look at like analytics, you'll find something that says like, well, that Jason White Oklahoma Sooner team from 2002, better offense than the 2019 LSU Tigers. No, not anywhere. I watched Burrow. I watched Ode Chase. Watch him throw to Jefferson. Watch him hand off to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm telling you, that Jason White, not as good.
No, stop at Jason White naming players on the offense.
Then you're good.
That's it.
No,
you're good.
But then also, you know, oh, they're so great. Look at the road. So they beat the Heat without Jimmy Butler, pretty much. They played the Cavs when Jarrett Allen was out, who would
Donovan Mitchell missed like two or three games.
Then they played the Pacers, who but Halliburton was missed some time. They didn't have a tough road, and then they ran into the Mavs, where, I mean, I'm not gonna make excuses for him, for Luka. He was banged up. I just don't think the Mavs are that good. They had a cakewalk. Cakewalk the whole playoffs.
The Nuggets, yeah. Once the Nuggets lost Game 7 at home, where they had like a 22-point lead in the second half, maybe even the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's probably a little aggressive. But second half, it kind of became a formality. It's like, well, who will the Celtics beat? Because analytically, the Celtics were the best team ever. None of us believe it. Of course, we're stating it. But it just kind of became a formality, and Kyrie and Luka got on a heater, and Minnesota wasn't ready. You know, it is what it is. I mean, and the thing about the finals, and it's a very common complaint. Like, I'm not doing anything new here. ABC has just dumbed down the coverage. It's weird because I know this ages us. But when they play, when NBC had the finals, and even if you look back when ABC had it, you know, 15 years ago, they did starting lineups. And now, North Carolina, you know, Detroit, Kobe Bryant. It jacks you up. They played the music, the lights dimmed, pyrotechnics, bang. ESPN didn't have to, or ABC, whatever. They didn't have to do shit. They just put a camera on it. And now it's like, do-do-do-do. Oh, here's downtown, wherever. Hi, Mike Breen, blah, blah, blah. And then they go, they come back, and the smoke is cleared. They're just tipping it off. There's there's no fanfare. They don't do, like, context and, like, which pageantry. I hated, aesthetically, the 7 or 8 years they did where they put the Larry O'Brien trophy underneath the half court logo. I didn't like that. I thought it was gaudy, but it still showed you that, hey, this is the finals. Where the last like 5 years, it's basically like, here's a YouTube TV sign. Figure out it's the finals.
Yeah. I will say also watching hockey a lot, very similar. There's not a lot of pageantry, but hockey almost kind of thinks they're better than that. It's like
they do.
Men's playing, they don't care about the fanfare. But then you jump to the Super Bowl, which is over the top fanfare.
Over the top. Yeah.
And it's like, can we not find just the right ground? Just tone the Super Bowl down a smidge and get the NBA back to being exciting and something to look forward to watching.
Halfway between like NBA finals and the fucking Euros. Because I don't know if you've been like watching any of the soccer happening right now, but that is the most over the top pageantry you'll ever see. So somewhere in between there, and we're golden.
Soccer, we're on just Euro trash tournament now, right?
Yes.
And then Copa America starts next week, I think.
No, Copa started.
Copa started?
Yes.
Well, once they finally let Estados Unidos into the Copa America, now we actually care about it too. But.
Yes, of course. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Messi, like Argentina played Canada or something. So,
yeah.
Messi against Canada is happening.
No, but back to your point. The Euros, are they all pageantry too for the Euro?
Oh my God, it's insane. Yeah, but honestly, they sort of leave it up to the fans more than anything else. Like they do pageantry. Like they do all this stuff on the field. They do all this like big setup. They cameras follow the teams as they walk out and do their little like flag holding things and all that. Mm-hmm. And they flip the coin and you know all that stuff. But the fans are what separates it. Because they light fires and, you know, like all
they hate crime people in the
They
stands,
hate crime so, people. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Although it's been light crimes this year because they've been, as you can see, they've been breaking baguettes and breaking dry
pasta. Spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, spaghetti noodles.
Hey, Luigi.
Yeah. Yeah. So somewhere in between there, like figure out, like Boston, figure out what you're good at, and then fans. Wait, Wait, no. Maybe don't do that. No.
They'd fit right in with the Euro style.
Yeah, maybe let's not let Boston fans realize what they're best at and feature that on a grand scale. Yeah, no.
No, but I haven't seen, King, did you see any like numbers for the finals? Like TV numbers? I mean,
I actually didn't,
right?
No, so I'm assuming they weren't good, but they weren't all time terrible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't watch any of the first two games. I tried to watch some of the middle two games, and then I didn't watch game five because I knew it didn't. Again,
and none of the games were close where you might tune in on and you'll catch the end of the fourth or something like that.
So. You know, the 60% of the games I didn't watch, I didn't feel bad about it. Like, I'm not even sure I really knew game one happened while I didn't watch it. And it's kind of... The crazy thing about the NBA right now is that they have parity. Six straight years of six different teams winning the title, and they're not really all like the super teams, right? So you would think that would play well.
No, people don't want parity, though.
I think secretly in basketball, we don't want parity. I think
they want to see LeBron and Steph Curry.
We want the dynasty. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough road, I think, going ahead for the NBA, because at this point, there's really no like denying that.
Well, we've talked about all the aging out superstars right now.
They totally are.
And until the young crop really, once the olds finally kind of go and the new young guys kind of really cement themselves as the only superstars there, then it will. But people are still going to want to see LeBron and Steph and KD every finals. That's just what they want to see.
And
they want to see Luka. And the NBA needs to sell us.
That's it too, right? Is like the last few weeks we've talked about how boring these teams are. And so Dallas, like, fantastic team. Luka, one of the best players in the NBA, but boring. Objectively boring.
Kyrie's interesting to watch.
Kyrie's only interesting to watch if he has like a true exciting guy with him.
No, Kyrie could. What the game would? I thought Kyrie was going to have one of his. You know, he could just take over still and drop 50. The problem is Luka has the ball in his hand and, you know, walks it up the court, stands there, waits for a guy to set up a screen, dribbles around a little more.
People don't tune in to watch those guys. They don't. And, the Celtics have no feel. You know.
Like Jason Tatum. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen how he ripped off every single line from another champion afterwards. Did you guys see that?
I didn't catch that. No.
So when he's on the court being interviewed, he does the, you know, how Kevin Garnett did the anything is possible. He literally did like the same thing. Like, I can't remember what he said, but it was the same cadence. Like, we are the champions. And then he does the whole post, what are they going to say now? Which is exactly what Steph Curry did 2 years ago when he won. And then he did the thing at a bar after the celebration where he's like, people were saying, what was I going to do if we didn't win the NBA championship? Pause. I guess we'll never know. Kanye West did that after the Taylor Swift thing the next year when he won. Like, he's a robot, and Jaylen Brown is a fucking weirdo. He's just good at hiding it at the last couple of years because he's every bit of the weirdo as Kyrie was. He just learned early to shut the fuck up because he was like, wow, people don't like when I say that the Jews are on the world. Those comments aren't nice. I'll keep this to myself.
Smart business move.
Yeah. And hey, good for him. He kind of has a left hand now. Good for him.
A little bit.
It's what separated him. It's why they finally won a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. He learned to kind of have a left hand.
And Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, don't ask him what was wrong with his left hand, because it would have been, I think the Jews put the kibosh on his left hand.
Yes.
According to him, so all right.
They put the spits on it.
My kid asked me what a gypsy was the other day. And I was like, I don't think we can use that word anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, see, gypsy is they're gypsies. You can't say you can't get gypped because that is
can't
the,
say that. Yep.
You can't say that now. But
yeah,
I mean, we grew up where that. I mean,
man, what a blast from the past.
I didn't know another word for screwing someone over or getting screwed over, man. Yeah. Like, what?
I remember
I learned very early not to use the other word. There were two words, both of them not acceptable.
Anybody here ever have to teach a family member that Oriental is not cool anymore and you can't say that word? I have.
My
grandma lived in LA for like 40 years. She still calls them all Orientals and has big opinions on their driving. I try. Grandma.
I bet she's great at it too, by the way.
Grandma. That guy's Hawaiian. Leave him alone. Stop. Grandma, you can't say Oriental.
Grandma, it's Polynesian. Come on.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Leave Masoli alone, Grandma.
Yeah. I was like,
seriously.
And also, I was like, you're 12. You have a cell phone. Just like Google it. Why are you asking me? Why are you asking me to define racist stuff to you?
If she wanted to know what gypsy was, you should have just thrown on Snatch, and you would have instantly found out what gypsies were.
Jesus. All right, where do we go from there?
Well, wait, what's the fucking? Oh, where was the boxer? Is the Gypsy King, right? Fucking what's Big Dumb Idiot's name?
I don't
big
know.
White guy blanking on his name.
Boobo, tell us in the chat. Yeah,
Boobo, I don't know why he just lost.
Yeah. We'll get it. Come on. Give it to us in the chat. Come on. Boxer, big guy. He's the bald guy, right?
Tyson Fury.
Fury. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. He's the Gypsy King.
Oh, thanks, Booble. Like 3 seconds after we say it. Nice job, poser. Fake boxer.
This guy watches boxing my ass. Holy
fake
shit.
Fake fan. That's his nickname? I guess if he says it, it's okay. But he also makes the ring announcer say it all the time. So that's a fake name that I'm reading in the chat right now. He lost to Oleksandr Usyk.
Usyk.
Yeah, like, I think that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Oleksandr. That's like really close to my name. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Was that it? Boxing. Okay.
Yeah.
Or boxing. Okay. All right. Landon Donovan's hair. Anybody want to talk about that? I don't, because I can't be throwing stones over here.
Well, I think you would be smart enough to, if you got yourself some hair plugs, and you were going on national TV, to maybe check a mirror out or wear
a hat. How does that happen? Like, what happened to his hair? How does that happen?
Like, what I didn't understand about his explanation was. Did he say that he didn't think Fox would show his hair, or did he say that Fox told him hair wouldn't show up on camera? Like there was an effect going on.
Yeah. Like because people wouldn't see it because of like the way the cameras were set up or something.
My guy.
Yeah.
It was just a straight up.
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, so he had like a surgery or whatever, but like what, why would it look like that? Like, what part of the
process?
Well,
I think you have to pull it all off the back and put it up front, right?
Or
vice versa, however it is. I feel like the bald spot is where they took it from and transplanted it up front, right?
No, but like, okay, so was it all here and then it fell down to the side? Or
well, no, he hasn't had anything here for a long time.
I'm saying, so he had this really long line of hair like this, and then there was a ball patch in the back a ball patch on top. So what's with the line? What's that about?
That's where they took all the hair follicles from, so then they to replant up here on his top bald.
Sure, but like, why is there a line of hair? I'm not understanding it. Like.
Because
like,
he has hair back here, right?
No,
I'm pretty sure that's
No. It was bald back here, and then there was a line, and then it was bald up here. So, like, what is that? Like, how is that the surgery that he had? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's a new thing. It's like a Turkish thing, right?
Turkish. Yeah, they go to Turkey, right?
Yeah, they all go to Turkey, I think.
You know, I don't need to be like shitting on anybody's culture or anything like that. You know,
no, apparently it's really good. Like,
doing. Yeah, that's
like we mentioned before. Like, we know LeBron got hair plugs. He just got him like 3 years too early, and now there's no going back. Like,
yeah, no, I don't think that's happening for me. I'm just gonna embrace it. As you can see,
you could get hair plugs. Oh my god, if you
cut it real short,
listen, if you could, Turkey could fix you. Turkey could fix you.
Some Turkish plugs. All right. All right. You got anything to talk about with hockey, Ski?
Oh.
No?
Oilers are back. Game six. Mm-hmm. Going back to Edmonton.
Our spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're going to see a game seven back in Florida. And if you're the team dumping three straight, it might be some clenched buttholes at home there for game seven.
There's one thing I know about hockey. It's that momentum is everything. And
it's usually
our Oilers got all that momentum.
And it's usually momentum of the goalie. When you got a goalie that just stops everything for two or three games, you're not losing. Yeah, you're not losing those games. They stand on their head.
Mine spin. And like the pucks just like fly off as they're spinning.
Maybe your Sharks goalies spin on their head. That's why they get fucking
That's why
torched.
They're not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I know hockey lingo. Let's go. Yeah, no, this is an Oilers podcast for at least like a week, right?
Yes, and then it's a Sharks again.
Okay.
Gills up!
Yeah. I don't like that sound. Don't make that sound one? Ever again. that is not officially the Shark sound.
Shark out of water. You can, that's what it sounds like.
That's you right now until you join the fold. Until you join the school. Come on, man.
Sharks school up.
Yeah.
Kind of solitary hunters.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Finding Nemo.
Okay, Costanza. Fucking marine biologist over here.
Finding Nemo, they had like a pack of three, right? I mean, we got three right here. I'm just saying. Bruce.
It's your friends.
Come on, Bruce.
No, we'll see. What's the name of the guy that drafted number one?
If anybody's Bruce, I'm Bruce.
Yeah, what's the name of the guy that Sharks are going to draft number one, King?
Oh, Vladimir Tarasenko. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, duh. Why are you asking dumb questions, Ski?
I think he might be a Rangers forward.
He definitely is on a current
thing. Or he could be. Yeah, he could be a Panther. I don't know.
Hey, Ski, why don't you tell us?
Come on, Mr. Buckhead.
I think he's Canadian, not fucking European. I think it's like Philippe Montclair or something.
Sid Bertuzzi.
I'm gonna look it up. We should do that though. Okay. We should guess the country the person's from. So number one hockey prospect. Let's guess the country they're from.
I'm from Canada.
Let's guess the province if we think it's Canada.
Manitoba. I don't know. I'm
saying Ontario.
I'll go Alberta. Fucking.
Oh, it's not Alberta. Get out of here. They haven't had a toot to boot since Mark Messier.
You got the toonies and loonies up there in Alberta. Eh?
All right. So the person is from Canada. And what are the provinces you picked?
I'm saying Ontario.
Okay.
I'm saying Alberta.
So it's North Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, get out of here. That's not even Canada. That's fucking, that's Tacoma.
That's Portland, basically. Yeah.
I love when everyone's like, oh, Vancouver's so pretty. I'm like, have you been to fucking Tacoma? It's the same fucking thing. You can just see a mountain with snow far off, like a little closer than you can in Tacoma. Like, what are we doing?
You know what his name is? You know what his name is? It's a great name.
Like Ray Smith, probably.
It's Macklin Celebrini.
Is that Italian?
Welcome to the Sharks, baby. Return of the Mac. Let's go. Gonna Celebrini some championships.
Ah, Screeny from Celebrini. That is 2-1 Sharks.
This dude's name is alliteration.
5-1 Calgary is probably the more accurate.
Into the Panda Express Blue Zone. Celebrini. Nice God.
You guys trust a kid coming out of British Columbia to lead the franchise?
No, not really.
I do. Because he went to Boston University.
Oh, they play for the Beanpot.
Fucking co-op.
He's a fucking co-op.
He's not a fucking co-op.
Put your fucking stick down. Fucking tell you.
No, he's not. He's a fucking co-op. 18 years old. All right.
I'm a mighty fucking fine left winger. I'll tell you that left much. You ain't got nothing, old Patrick. A wrist that you don't have, O'Sullivan.
What do you think he sounds like? Because he's Celebrini is the last name, so it's like
he's
Italian.
From Tacoma, man. He just sounds like us.
He's from British Columbia, but then he went to Tacoma. Boston University.
Like I said, he's barely Canadian.
Yeah. He is. He's from Seattle.
It's like Luke Ridenour grew up in Blaine, Washington, which literally you could poop in your hand and there's just a body of water, between Blaine and Canada. Mm-hmm. Throw it over. Luke Ridenour sounded like, well, I'm not going to go into that. Sounded like a stereo. He sounded like he watched a lot of TRL. I'll just say that.
And did you get a date on the draft? Is it next? It's right after the finals, isn't it? Right around the game one, game seven would be, I think. Maybe next week.
The NHL draft?
Yeah. At the Sphere.
It is June 28th and 29th.
Yeah, so, yeah, week.
At the Sphere.
Week and change.
Yep.
And then NBA draft right after that?
Don't care.
You don't care about what white guy the Blazers are going to draft?
I guess if they get Dalton Connect, fine. Anyone else?
That's the white you want of all the whites?
Well, it's him or Klingon, right?
Yeah.
Or I mean, other than that, it's just a bunch of Heronias and Hezonias and...
Juan Gaucho.
Is there a Gaucho? Okay. Juan Gaucho?
There's always a Gaucho. Yeah. NBA draft is the 26th and the 27th, so...
I don't care who the Blazers draft. Yeah. I guess
no.
Excited is not the word, but Chauncey
got to
take this Pistons job, right? I mean,
the Pistons job is available, and if he wants it, more power to you, bud. Yeah. You go take that.
They
job.
Have to give it to him. They have to give it to him too. I mean,
yeah, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, God. Do the right thing, Pistons, please. And by the way, Blazers, feel free to hire Monty Williams. You know, like, the Pistons are still paying him $65 million or something, right? So, you know, you don't even need to pay him that much. Like, just...
Is it like the NFL or something, like, where he can't become a head coach for getting fired? Like, does he have to, like, sit out a year?
No, it's... No? It's all guaranteed. It's...
All...
Like that's the thing. I'm sure it has been done, but I feel like in college, like guys have to like teams will like pay. They kind of pay for another coach that's no longer there, and it eats into their contract a little bit. Where I feel like in the NBA, everything or just pro sports in general, they get to $50 million just as. Easy number, and if they get fired, it's just all theirs. There's no offset language, really. It's weird.
It's kind of why it's wild they just fired him.
Now, I'm getting the feeling he's not actually a good coach. I gotta be honest.
Well, neither is Chauncey. So
no, and I think Monty took that contract because they were like, here's $90 million guaranteed.
And he knew they were going to be bad. He had no
take it. Okay. I guess.
No. But the thing with if Chauncey does go, what are Blazer fans going to do? Because the big thing is, not all of them, obviously. Some are smart enough to know it's Chauncey wasn't the reason why the Blazers weren't a winning team. right? He cost them some games. He's not a good coach, but they're not going to have that crutch back. Oh, Chauncey. This team sucks, Chauncey. No, this team is just not good.
Just bad.
They don't have good players.
No, like it's Joe Mazzulla just won a fucking NBA title. Listen to Joe Mazzulla talk. Yeah. You can be a dipshit in the NBA and still win if your team is good. The guy is a fucking weirdo. He watches the town every day. He's a fucking co-op.
He's like the biggest fucking co-op there is.
Like, did you see one of his interviews? He was doing the interview caravan thing, I think, yesterday. And they were like, oh, if you could rob a bank, how would you do it? And it's just a throwaway question that you just make into a 30-second clip they hope goes viral. He's like, well, actually, I would like to be the one who has the blueprint and sees and could and take months to evaluate on the closed-circuit cameras around the bank in adjoining businesses. And dude, they're just asking you if you'd wear a funny fucking mask. Shut the fuck up!
Just say you'll be Wahlberg for the Italian job.
Yeah, he's like, I want to be the one whose heart doesn't beat. Dude, you're not in a movie. Just say you'll wear the Barney mask. That's all Pat McAfee is asking you. You're talking to Pat fucking McAfee. He does not want the Da Vinci Code.
No. But while we're still on the Celtics here also, has there been a worse fumble than what Ime Udoka did?
Oh, on so many levels. What's worse?
Losing his job as the Celtics coach.
Or Nia Long.
I'm going to say the coach because he could have gotten he would have gotten paid the biggest contract ever and he could have got it.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying if you look at who he could not keep his penis controlled by compared to Nia Long, buddy. Again, I'm not shaming. I'm ugly. I understand. Maybe like her, she's good at me at sex. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, it's Nia Long, man. Yeah. Nia Long.
Is he just a tiger guy, though, where he just has to plow whatever he sees? And then guess what? Signing a $100 million deal after you win an NBA championship, hey, that goes a long way with plowing through the city of Boston.
Plowing through the city of Boston. You could be like the biggest.
We'll plow it up to Boston. Yeah.
Where's that? Somebody. Oh, the remix. Hard. Rock, take Udoka.
I'm going out of Boston.
I'm Boston on a face.
On our face.
I said on stay on the
nope. Yeah, I was gonna make this like in-depth comment about Nia Long and like how he fumbled the bag, but maybe Nia Long's not that cool too.
I'm playing the superficial thing. They could have had a terrible both sides relationship. That's just a boring thing to say.
Yeah, no.
No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, no one wants to hear actual like in-depth like marital like.
That is true. All right, do we want to do our list? You guys got anything
to
else
our list
before we do that? Okay. So
was there was nothing football duck
I
stuff?
I don't think so, was there?
No. I thought
anything
Russell ducks? Wilson is gonna start over Justin Fields. How about that?
Well, like Hard Knocks doing the in season with the AFC with the East or whatever. Like, I don't know.
AFC North or whatever. Yeah,
the North? Yeah, one of them.
I don't even East.
Which one
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
It's the Steelers, Bengals.
Chargers. It's North. It's got to be NFC North, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Ravens. Okay. That'll be fun.
Because it's not the South. It's not the East. It's not the West.
It kind of has to be, like geographically, yeah.
Except,
right?
Except for the Ravens. Just trust us.
Yeah.
If you look at them from below Baltimore, they are the North.
Look, man, I used to... My school used to be in the Pac-12. I don't know what geography is anymore. Like, I don't know. You know, it's like...
Hey, man. Yeah. The Dodgers and the Braves used to be in the AL West. The 49ers and the Falcons were in the NFC West, like in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Astros. NL West.
Yeah. All right, so our list is, I forget who it came from. I think it was Booble in the Discord, but Donald Sutherland died today. Legendary actor, obviously. And our list is top three Donald Sutherland roles or movies or however you want to do it. So who wants to start? This is, you know, like as many movies as he's been in, I was sort of realizing that I haven't really watched a ton of them, you know, because a lot of them were from like the 70s. Like a lot of his bigger roles were from like the 70s. And like I just, you know, I haven't seen a ton of movies from back then. So but I do have a list of three. So shall I start? Who wants to start?
Yeah, I'll start. My number three as Mr. X in 1991's JFK.
Yeah, it's like he was in the movie for 3 minutes, had one scene, and kind of stole the movie. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. So it was Booble, by the way. So thank you. MT Booble in the Discord. Yep.
That was the great thing about Sutherland, though, is he did not mind jumping into movie for a scene kind of thing.
Totally.
He never thought he was like too big for something.
Totally. Yep. That's why he was in a whole bunch of things.
That's why he was in a very many movies.
Yep. My number three is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Matthew Bennett. Made famous by the meme of him like pointing and with his mouth open. That, yeah. So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, see, this was tough for me.
You have seen those movies, yeah.
I've seen a lot of his movies, and I wrote down my top eight, and I had to cut this down to three. So I'm going to, and you're probably going to, you're not going to expect it, but you wouldn't be surprised. My number three is The Art of War, Wesley Snipes vehicle with Donald Sutherland.
Not bad,
great,
man.
Great, great, great 90s movie.
Yeah. Threes from the chat. We got WCP with Animal House and Booble with A Time to Kill. See, now I saw Animal House in our Discord. We saw Animal House for the podcast. Yeah. So go back and listen to us talk about Animal House. I did not like Donald Sutherland in Animal House. He was like a creepster, and yeah, I did not like that role at all. Like,
see, that was a lot of, like, so you didn't see many of his or any of his like 60s, 70s movies.
Yeah.
He was always kind of the, like, he was in a lot of war movies and things like that. He was always kind of the weird guy, like the kind of the sophisticated weirdo of all these groups time.
I could see
which
it.
Is,
I think I preferred like elder Donald Sutherland, you know, as you'll see with my number one.
You like your beer fest Donald Sutherland?
Beer fest Donald Sutherland, right. Yeah. I forgot about that, actually. I did really like Beer Fest for a while. Yeah.
That's how strong his movies are, right? I instantly had to throw out Beer Fest.
My number two is Ronald Bartel in 1991's classic and Universal Studios' great Hall of Fame ride, Backdraft. I just like Backdraft.
Yeah.
That is my number one, is Backdraft. Kurt Russell. I'm not sure if you guys know, there was a Backdraft 2 that Donald Sutherland was in as well.
Wow. Wow.
Him in, only reprising role, him and Baldwin were the two reprisal roles in Backdraft 2.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Yeah, I forgot about Beer Fest. I just looked up the picture of it, and that's right. He was like in the video, and he had the little doll, and he was like, hey,
yeah,
he's... yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And he killed a beer before he died.
He killed multiple beers.
That was great. Right, man.
And pulled the plug on himself.
Can't believe I forgot that. Yeah. Okay, so my number two is JFK. Like, Mr. X. You played Mr. X and JFK. It's a great role.
Yep. I had JFK written down too. I'm going to go with another one instead of Backdraft. My number two, then, I'm going to go with Outbreak. I'm just sticking the 90s there with the 90 bangers out of
He was in some ski bangers, is what he was in.
Oh, God.
Like, up Skis Alley movies. Two's from the chat. WCP says Dirty Dozen. Booble says Horrible Bosses. God, he was in a lot of movies, man. I bet people listening right now didn't know he was in all of these movies. Like, because again, he took these little ass roles where he didn't do a lot. Like, he worked for like a couple hours on one day and then stole the movie because that's his thing.
Not necessarily little roles. He just was never really a leading man. He was always just the great ancillary character you have in a movie.
In a lot of movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, King, what's your one?
John Bridger, The Italian Job.
Old one.
Yeah. That's also my number one. Yep. No, yeah. The new one.
The new one?
The new one. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. The new one is
obviously.
Like.
Obviously.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
2003, baby.
Seth Green, Charlize.
I remember him in that movie.
Most deaf.
You guys are accusing us of being stuck in the 90s and in your face with a 2003 vehicle.
Wahlberg and Statham. That movie is a banger. Ed Norton is the bad guy. Come on. Yeah. That's legit. I've legitimately watched that movie like 6 or 7 times. I love that movie.
That's just Wahlberg, man. Such a great cast, and then you got Wahlberg leading the charge of everyone. Something else.
An understated Wahlberg.
It was a little toned down Wahlberg, but still, I'm supposed to believe this fucking Mick from Boston supposed to be like a smart. Heist guy. I never believed it.
No, he's the guy who planned everything, man. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't believe it.
He did get outsmarted by Ed Norton, though. You know? So.
If you need to know how to fucking rob a Dunkin', I'd talk to Wahlberg, but not a fucking bank or something like that.
Okay. What was your one?
My number one, Booble said it, and that's Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen.
You get that in like The Great Train Robbery or two of like his older movies that are very good. Him and Connery in The Great Train Robbery.
One's from the chat, WCP Without Limits, and Booble with Space Cowboys. And then WCP has a bunch of honorable mentions. Do you want to do yours first, Ski?
We went through most of them. The only one we did not say was Lord of War with Nick Cage.
Yeah, I almost had Lord of War on mine, too.
Yeah, those are my 8. So
WCP says Backdraft, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I forgot about, like the OG Buffy movie.
Yeah.
Outbreak, A Time to Kill, Space Cowboys, The Art of War, Italian Job, Lord of War, Beer Fest, Horrible Bosses. Booble's honorable mention is Fool's Gold. So, yeah.
Kind of, no one said it. I never really watched it or cared for the series. But all the Hunger Games. Never cared for that series.
I think Hucklebenny said that in Discord. He's like, so everybody's just going to put Hunger Games for all 3 of them, right? And I was like, I only saw the first one, so.
I only saw the first one, too, and I didn't care for it, so.
How about you, King? Did you ever see, like, more than the first Hunger Games movies?
I haven't seen a single second of The Hunger Games.
You didn't see the first one either?
No.
Oh, wow.
Don't care.
Yeah, I figured like everybody saw the first one and then was just like, I've seen it. I get it.
Then there's some people, like weirdos, that love the series.
Yeah.
Then Bird Box. I've kind of put them in the same thing. I'm like, everyone says watch it. I just won't. And Crocs, you know? At this point, if I haven't seen Hunger Game, Bird Box, or Warren Crocs, I don't need to.
Dude, I am so with you on Crocs. It's not going to happen. It's just not, it's not going to happen.
Oh, but you can put them in sport mode. Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm not going to do it. I'm happy for you that you do.
I don't like the way they look. I'm sorry.
I don't. I'm not going to wear them in public. So what is the point?
I see them in my house all the time, and I hate them.
I have slides for when I'm around the house. I don't need anything else. And I'm not going to wear them to the store. So forget it. I'm not going to buy them.
Yeah.
Not going to buy
them. Yeah. Like a crock of shit. Am I right?
Thank you.
All
right. You are right. Couple mentions of MASH in the chat.
Oh,
it wasn't MASH.
MASH movie.
It was like Hawkeye or something. Was that it?
It was MASH movie. I believe it came out before the series.
That's another thing. Like, people watch MASH. People like MASH. Like, no.
It was a different time.
No.
It was the most watched finale ever.
People used to watch China Beach 2 with Ricky Lake. You know, it was a different time.
It's like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you that you like it. I'm never going to watch it.
China Beach?
What is that?
It's just another war movie. I honestly can't.
With Ricky Lake?
Yes. I guarantee you, I feel like the intro song to China Beach, or like scene, it's like a red sky with the sun and a chopper coming up. And I'm assuming I'm going to say they're in China, but fuck. I'm probably an idiot. China Beach is like somewhere in Europe.
Are you sure that's not Apocalypse Now you're thinking of?
I'm 100% sure. Beach is a real thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Tough. Google says Ricky Lake, top three daytime talk show hosts. Go. No. Save it.
Maury Povich.
Save it.
Phil Donahue. Jerry.
Raphael.
Sally Jesse.
Raphael. Yeah.
Yeah.
Connie Chung.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I guess my list is a little too white.
A little bit.
Make some ethnicities in there.
Jerry Springer. Steve.
The Steve Wilk Show.
So stupid. Okay, that's it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Movie on Sunday, again, is The Iron Claw. It's on Max. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Good. Bye.
And good luck.